Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Michael Caton-Jones. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're presenting the film Our Ladies, I should say, and it's a very interesting film, and there's lots to talk about, and hopefully in the course of this interview we'll get to some of the really things that interested me the most about the film. But just, you know, for the benefit of our listeners, I guess, would you mind maybe introducing it, saying a few words to just introduce it a little bit?
Sure. It's a story set in 1996 in Scotland, and it's about six teenage Catholic school girls who are in the school choir, and they live in a town called Fort William up in the middle of nowhere, and they are going to Edinburgh for the day for a singing competition. They're less interested in the choir singing than they are in chasing boys and drinking and hanging out and getting into trouble, basically. So it's 24 hours in their life, and it's a story that that was a novel written by Alan Warner called The Sopranos, and it was something that I read and optioned 20 years ago. I've been trying to get it made for 20 years and only succeeded in the last year.
Well, I mean, I could probably guess the answer, but why did it take so long then to get it made?
Well, I think, you know, back then there was, this is way before Me Too and Time's Up, and, you know, back then there was very little interest in anybody making a film about young girls, or women particularly for that matter. Certainly not in Scotland. I think if it had been set in Buckinghamshire in a convent, I think it would have been made already. I just think, you know, the world caught up with this story. The story was out there for a long time, and it didn't really change. I wrote the script in 1996 and pretty much shot what I wrote then. Yeah, this year I did this. I just shot what I had written then, and it started off being a contemporary film, and by the time I got to make it, it was a period piece. You know,
exactly. I was going to ask you about that because actually, well, you know, well, now that you said that, it kind of changed, defeats the purpose of a question. But I was going to ask you, this being a period piece, it felt like the film was so immersed in the times back then. But I guess if it was written, that explains it.
Well, I think it's, you know, I think if you tried to write this from scratch now, you would have to take account of the way the world has changed in terms of the way women are regarded within it. I think you would have to include speeches that really just didn't exist back then. You know, there's a lot of soapbox talking in films today, especially if they're trying to make a point. And what I felt that I had, and I'm very pleased about it, at no point do these women say, I'm a strong woman. We have, you know, we women right on. They just behave. They are strong. You take that out of it. You don't need to say it. You just illustrate it. They're really the type of girls I grew up with. And, you know, I come from a very strong female background. My mother and my sisters. Really, I was trying to make a film about my big sister and her pals, and who I thought were just magnificent at the time. So
you had an admiration for this type
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they were wild and daft and crazy. And actually, they're now running Scotland. They're now, that generation is now the political class of Scotland,
right.
For better or worse.
I agree. I've always felt the same way, too. In fact, but when I think about the movies, I mean, you know, it's not your typical representation of young women of this age, right?
Well, you know, a lot of it was, I think a lot of the reason it didn't get picked up before was there's a lot of instances of the young girls owning their own sexuality. And I think that was somewhat threatening. To some men in the film business. I made a decision not to make a moral judgment about anything these girls did as characters. They, you know, as long as it fell within the drama, it's fine. So I let them be what they were. And it's an unusual film in that way, that you know, they don't apologize for anything they do all the way through it, and you accept it, and you know, you still fall in love with them. They could be doing the most heinous things, but you still fall in love with them because you understand them and you understand where it's coming from. They talk about sex all the time, but it's not about sex. Is like a front that we all go through when we don't know enough about it. Oops, there's my telephone.
That's all right. It's a good song, though.
I'll just kill that one.
It's a good song. It's a good ringtone, but yeah.
Yeah, every time I hear that in a shop, I reach my phone. you know, and really my object, you know, I'm a guy, so what do I know about young girls? But I knew plenty about that environment. So my job was kind of to employ the girls to become more than actors, to actually become part of the filmmaking process. Yeah. I rely on them to explain to me why this costume is better than that costume, how that reflects their character more. So I actually brought them into it, and by doing so, it gives a reality that I couldn't do. You know,
you're letting them, in a sense, guide you a little bit.
They were educating me in many ways, you know, and you just have to be open for that. And because, yeah, I think I'm a better director now than I would have been 20 years ago, or I would have said, no, shut up, this is how you're doing it. But, you know, now I'm older, it was like, okay, that's interesting. Okay, and how would you do that? And what would that feel like? And okay, you know, you can bring it out. And so I tried to create an atmosphere where everybody could kick stuff in, especially, you know, the girls. And, you know, all the men in the film are less threatening to the woman than they are just idiots. You know, that's my view, you know, that these girls are completely in control. They are at no point in this film are they bothered by men. It's like they can handle themselves. And I kind of wanted to make a film where that was not even a question. You know, today everybody's worried about, you know, are they going to get in trouble? Is something bad going to happen to them? But, you know, that is a relatively recent thing. Yeah. You know, we've all got a lot more cautious and afraid because of it.
Now, well, when you said women taking charge of sexuality was seen as threatening back then, I still think it's kind of seen as threatening.
Yeah, I don't understand it myself because, as I say, I come from a very strong female background. My mother, my sisters, they were very, you know, I was brought up to, you know, respect their intelligence and respect them. And, you know, I would have got killed by my mother if I hadn't, frankly. But, you know, it's also the way so I don't understand misogyny. I know there's plenty of about, and we came up against it making this, but I don't understand it myself.
Well, just going back to the film, like we said, that's the film does portray, you know, there's a lot of women in charge of sexuality. Mm-hmm. That is not to say that it's only, you know, on the surface level of film about, you know, maybe young girls just, you know, looking to have a good time. Yeah. I think there's also more to it than that, just, you know, beneath the surface.
Well, you know, I always feel that you can, and if it's possible, you should make films that have multiple layers. You know, on one level, it's just a bunch of girls going out, getting drunk and swearing and going away on the lash for a day. But within that, there are serious things that are going on to each individual. Someone's suffered a bereavement, one's had been sick, the other one's confused about her sexuality, one's losing their best friend. There are all different levels and layers going on. But if you don't get all that, that's okay. You should still get that layer on the top, you know. So for me, what was gratifying about showing the film was that not only did the audience get all that, they got all the little bits and pieces connecting that we had hoped for, and it was just a magnificent reaction to the film, and I wasn't really aware and ready for it.
Do you think that the way, you know, the reason they reacted that way is because we're getting more, you know, understanding of things with the times, or...?
Well, I think it's also that, you know, people are looking for something authentic. No, you know, there's so much plastic in the world. You know, we've gone through a whole cycle of the dominant film series being kind of Marvel and superheroes and what have you. And this happens in times of turmoil in the world, where what the culture tends to do is provide escapism.
Yeah.
You know, so there's been a lot of staying away from reality, or the reality has been couched in miserable terms. Here, I wanted to try and make something that was natural and real and applicable to people's lives, but to do it in a way that elevated it, you know, like a Hollywood treatment of a normal situation rather than a fantastic Hollywood treatment about a different world, you know. So I think there's a great desire for authenticity in the world, and I think that's what this film provides.
Well, with that, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a fascinating chat and a great, great film, really.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.